University. Radio Nottingham.
It's time for the Danny and Dylan show. I'm Danny.
And I'm Spooky Dylan.
Woo! And that's right, it's our... it's our Halloween special this week. Today is Halloween. It is the 31st of October. We've had our pre-Halloween show. We've had our pre-pre-Halloween show.
But the other way around.
Yeah.
The pre-pre.
Then yeah, then the pre.
Then this.
And now it's the Halloween show.
DJ! Is URN.
I'm Matthew Oliver. I'm the grower of the biggest outdoor grown pumpkin in the UK, and you are listening to Dylan and Danny on URN.
Thank you very much, Matthew.
Cheers, Matt. Sounds really good, by the way. Yeah. You are listening to Dylan and Danny URN.
Yeah.
It sounds so pleasing.
It's nice. And Danny, yeah, Danny and Dylan
it
on URN.
It really
URN,
rolls off
right.
The tongue when you say like Dylan and Danny.
Yeah, it does sound good. You know, Danny and Dylan on
Dylan,
URN.
Danny.
Yeah, Danny and Dylan on your end. It sounds really... I like the way it all comes together. You know, the Dan, Dylan, like Dan, Dylan, Dan, Dylan. Like it really does.
So like a Dildon. So like a Dildon, Dildon, Dildon sort of thing. Like a... There's a cage in the studio. And let me put it this way. If it ain't Dildon by the end of the week, you're going in the cage, baby.
Right?
You're going in the cage.
There is a cage.
University Radio Nottingham.
We mentioned the presence of the cage in the studio earlier. It's taken its first use of... Taking a turn into being deeply, deeply practical. As you know, it's now 3:32, which means it's time for the news, but this time from the cage.
That's right. Jenny's joining us from inside the cage.
Inside the studio.
Yeah, for your headlines.
On campus. And online. This is URN.
Thank you very much, Jenny. Yeah, if there was a little bit of a sound, you know, issues there, she's in a cage.
She's in an actual cage. Jenny is in a real life cage. How was that? How was that for you, Jenny?
Well, it's a very different experience.
You weren't so slouched last time.
Well, I can't quite stand up, and I'm so small that it's not normally an issue for me. So I've just been kind of trying to speak through the barriers of the cage.
Maybe we should call it the being tall simulator.
Maybe, yeah.
Is that what it's like to be 6 foot, 7 foot?
If any of you at home are 6 foot or 7 foot, just message us in. How similar is it to being in a cage? Free web text URN1350.net, or you can tweet us at URN1350. The classic question, how similar is it being tall to being inside the cage?
This is URN.
Well, we managed to catch up with Matthew Oliver. Who's Matthew Oliver, I hear you ask?
Who's Matthew Oliver, I hear you ask?
No, so you just say who's Matthew Oliver. I'll do it again. Who's Matthew Oliver, I hear you ask?
Who's Matthew Oliver?
He actually grew the largest outdoor grown pumpkin in the UK.
So Matthew, you clearly seem like you know what you're talking about. First of all, what is your day job and how long have you been doing it for? And also, is your knowledge just about pumpkins or does it span to other smaller fruits in the universe?
Yeah. So my job is I work for the RHS, the Royal Horticultural Society, at a garden called Hyde Hall, which is near Chelmsford in Essex. Mm-hmm. And my job is to run the fruit and veg garden here. So yeah, I'd say I've got pretty broad knowledge of growing fruit and vegetables, and we've been growing lots and lots of pumpkins and squashes for lots of years here. I grow about 60 different varieties a year and do a big display in the autumn, but I found that it's the giant ones that really get people's interest. There's no other plant on the planet that can match that, basically. These are the biggest fruits in the known universe, basically.
And do you have any tips for any budding gardeners that might be listening in?
Yeah, if you want to grow a giant pumpkin as a beginner, then sort of the number one thing you need is good seed. You can't just go down to the garden centre, pick up a packet of sort of jack-o'-lantern pumpkin seeds and expect to grow something that's hundreds of pounds in size. So you need to look for a variety called Atlantic Giant. You can get that in the shops, but if you want to grow a real whopper, then you need to get hold of the giant strain. So that's number one tip. And after that, as a beginner, the main thing you need to concentrate on is lots and lots of water through the summer. The more water you can give them, the better, because that's, you know, at the end of the day, they're about 80% water, these fruits, I think. So if they've not got that, you'll never get a whopper. So they're the two tips I'd give.
Now, Matthew, you mentioned jack-o'-lanterns, which actually leads us nicely into our next question. Are you going to carve your giant pumpkin into anything for Halloween?
Well, still trying to work out the details of exactly what we're going to do, but we're planning on turning this giant into a boat and taking it out on the lake.
Into a boat?
Yeah, into a boat.
Wow.
So, never done it before, so we've got to hope that this pumpkin stays good, and if that happens, yeah, I'll be cutting the top off, getting the seeds out, and then setting sail, basically.
Set sail to a new life.
Now, what I've wondered is, do you grow, like, an emotional attachment to this pumpkin? Like, have you named it, you know, Pumpkin McPumpkin Face?
Donald Pumpkin.
we did have quite a few sort of discussions in the mess room over the summer about whether it'd have a name. You know, I grew another one that was just slightly smaller than that, and I called it Arthur because it weighed half a ton. So, you know, but no, it hasn't really got a proper name yet.
What is next for Matthew Oliver?
Other than making a pumpkin boat,
yeah, of course.
We've got next year we've got a new veg garden to open at Hyde Hall next year, which is still sort of halfway to completion. So a lot of my time, working time at least, be taken up getting that ready for next year. So that's the plan. But I'm hoping to do at least one giant pumpkin and might have a go at a giant squash as well. I've got half an eye on the UK record for a giant squash.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, congrats on the record.
Yeah, amazing.
Cheers. Amazing. Thank you very much. This
is URN. We have a little game lined up.
The game is called Pump True
or Pump False. And it's a quiz, a pumpkin-based quiz.
Mm-hmm.
And we're pitting you, Jenny, up against Matthew Oliver, the guy who grew the biggest outdoor-grown pumpkin in the UK. So he does know like a fair bit about pumpkins, I think it's fair to say.
I feel like I'm going to embarrass myself.
Well, you know, it's Halloween. That's what it's all about.
We're going to give you some facts about pumpkins, and you have to reply with whether they're pump true or whether they're pump false.
Okay. Test me now. Go on.
So we'll start off with an easy one. Pumpkin flowers are edible.
Jenny, is that pump true
or pump not true?
pump false. For
I'm going to say pump true.
Okay, she's saying pump true. Let's see what Matthew said.
That's pump true.
Very, very good.
It was pump true. So that's one each, one for Jenny and one for Matthew.
Pumpkins contain potassium and vitamin B.
Pump true or pump false? Potassium and vitamin B.
Well, it is technically is it a vegetable? Well, I can't ask. Okay.
Where are the seeds?
My answer is I'm going to go pump true.
Okay, let's hear what Matthew said.
I would say, I don't know about the vitamins, but potassium, I'd say it's pump true again.
It is pump true. In terms of vitamins, it's vitamin A.
Right, so this is an interesting one. Whoa. This is controversial.
We reached a bit of an impasse.
Yeah. So, Matthew said that the potassium was pump true.
Yeah. So the vitamin B is not.
But he said pump true to the potassium bit, didn't he? So he gets a point, I think.
I didn't distinguish.
Yeah, but I think you're getting a half point. Pumpkins were once recommended for removing acne. Jenny.
Oh, God.
Pump true or pump false?
Okay, I'm going to go pump false.
Interesting. Let's say Matthew's answer and then the correct one.
I've got a couple of varieties that have funny warts all over them. So I'm going to guess pump true on that one.
Oh. It's actually pump false. It's unfortunate. They were once recommended for removing and curing snake bites.
Really? Okay, yeah. Well, I'll remember that if I ever get bitten in the garden.
So, Jenny got that right.
Jenny got that right indeed.
And he got that wrong.
Matthew got that wrong indeed.
I genuinely feel like this is the proudest moment of my life.
2.5 to Jenny and just 2 to Matthew.
Well done.
Yeah, you did incredibly well.
That's really good.
And your prize is some more quality time in the cage. So, in your pop. University
Radio Nottingham. You know what, Dil? It's 4:56. I think it might be the end of our show.
Damn. It's just getting good.
We were really about to push home and really make it.
About to peak.
Yeah, we were. Tune in wherever you are at urn1350.net. Thank you so much for listening, everyone at home.
Thanks for listening.
Same time next week.
Bye. I woke up today.